mission as a matter of fact.
So trace your mom, my dear,
underneath the moonlight. Together we'll shine across the sea, reminiscing every night.
In the meantime, baby,
I ask you to be my Valentine.
You say you'd have to tell your daddy if you can be your Valentino. Ride upon an omnibus and then the casino.
Get in your facial,
start a sensation.
Cease
Madonna, of course. Before that, it was local band Derive, some good buddies of mine, with their song, darn it, The Bright Light. Darn it, I just lost the name of the song. Hang on, let's see if I can find it. From their new album, All My Demons Are Coming Loose, the song was Founded in the Bright White Starlight. We had starting us off Queen with Seaside Rendezvous. You're listening to Fashionable Magic on Hampshire Radio. Annie's not going to be joining us today, so I think we're going to just mostly just have a musical day. I might chime in with just little tidbits here and there, but mostly I'm just not very. I prefer just having a conversation to just talking into the microphone. Had a little bit of a rocky start this morning. This afternoon. Studio door was a bit jamming a bit, and between that and the piranha-filled moat around it, it was just a little bit of a hassle. Oh, and also I had to trudge through 2 to 3 feet of snow to get here. The big thing lately is that Massachusetts got hit by the worst snowstorm so far this year, and also this winter, which are two different things come February. I never really understood that. Why have the year change in the middle of the season? Not really middle, but why not have the new year start in April like it used to? That's with the origin of April Fool's Day, that people didn't want to switch to the new year starting in January because they were sensible, and so people decided to prank them. It just not very pleasant. Actually, just thinking about it, April is kind of in the middle of spring, so that also doesn't make any sense. But at least, in the springtime, it's like a new year is starting. Am I right? I don't know. If I'm not right, just tell me on the Fashionable Magic Facebook page. Be checking that, and also send in a request if you want. But what song do I play next? How can I choose what is the right song? I don't know. What is a word to describe the right song?
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me nails a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to say we ain't got nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Use his word and all would say, there goes a clever jet.
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and then they ask me off to tea.
Woo! Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. But that's going a bit too far, don't you think?
Indubitably.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is too.
Yeah.
was David Bowie with Suffragette City on Hampshire Radio, Fashionable Magic. Keeping the music rolling right along, this is They Might Be Giants with Birdhouse in Your Soul. Birdhouse in Your Soul, They Might Be Giants. Ooh, that's better. Let's get a shout out not only to Annie, who's feeling under the weather, but also to her friend Vika, host of another show here on Hampshire Radio. She's not feeling well either. She actually, in Saga, on the big whiteboard, she posted, "Bring Vika soup," and other people also just like copied the message down. Just like, I think it's going to turn into a meme by the end of the week. Fingers crossed. All right, next up we've got Steam Powered Giraffe with their song Brass Goggles here on Hampshire Radio, Fashionable Magic.
Hey, you seated comfortably? Got your bag of pork rinds and or sandwich? Great. I need you to sing along. This is a sing-along, this next song. Even if you're in your underwear, sing loud and proud. Now, if you don't know the lyrics, just follow the bouncing pug head. It'll show you the way. Now, don't follow the red star. That'll give you the wrong lyrics. And completely ignore the chihuahua head. Just the pug, all right? Then we're good to go. Without any further ado.
Attune your ears to the grinding gears.
Come with me, I'll show you how to be a metal man. When the gears are turning and the fires are burning, when the world takes a round, your voice is talking all the time. And you live for sleeping, you've never slept because you cannot sleep. Colonel Walter was shot when he learned from the Nile. Copper African elephants turning hostile. So we built these wonderful automaton boats and a very big steam mountain cheer out of smokes. Now the war is past and over. We left to sit and wonder what is life and what is real and why do living things need fear. These, are you ready? These, here we go.
These, one, two, three.
Sweating gold that starts rusting. When your brain ticks on stopping, your voice is talking all the time. And you live for feelings you've never felt
because you cannot feel.
And what is this leaking affecting my eye? Is the oil that is dripping? Mean this is a cry. Will I ever be something with feeling divine? Or am I just a boiler with nothing inside? I want all today. You can't do this, you can't do that. You're not a living thing with feelings. I am kings. Here we go.
One, two, three.
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. and I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship, a self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would
realize... Please, please, good people, I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
So, what are we really made of? Dig deep inside the atom and you'll find tiny particles held together by invisible forces. Everything is made up of tiny packets of energy born in cosmic furnaces.
The atoms that we're made of have negatively charged electrons whirling around a big bulky nucleus.
The quantum theory offers a very different explanation of our world.
The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. This is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.
Suppose that little things behaved very differently than anything big. Nothing's really as it seems. It's so wonderfully different than anything big.
The world is a dynamic mess of jingling things. It's hard to believe.
The quantum theory is so strange and bizarre. Even Einstein couldn't get his head around it.
In the quantum world, the world of particles, nothing is certain. It's a world of probabilities.
The quantum theory offers a very different explanation of our world.
The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.
It's very hard to imagine all crazy things that things really are like.
Electrons act like waves. No, they don't exactly. They act like particles. No, they don't exactly.
We need a theory of everything. Which is still just beyond our grasp. We need a theory of everything. Perhaps the ultimate triumph. The ultimate triumph of science.
Offers a very different explanation of our world.
The universe
universe made of 12 particles of matter, four forces of nature. The universe made of 12 particles of matter, four forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story. Wonderful and significant story.
I gotta stop somewhere. I'll leave you something to imagine.
Symphony of Science with the Quantum World. Before that, it was Monty Python and the Holy Grail, the peasant scene. Gotta love that scene. I always enjoy that. All right, next up, we have Lindsey Stirling with Crystallize, a little bit of violin dubstep here on Fashionable Magic, Hampshire Radio.
Thank you. Final Fantastic, Super Scope 16-bits making magic, blowing dust out of my Mario cartridge. Super Nintendo, this where my heart lives. Spinning brick, kicking it, Chun-Li joysticking it. Dragon punch every time that I try, so sick with it. Sitting on the living room floor, chopping at chickens with the Master Sword. This what an afternoon was made for. Remember Link before Epona and Navi? Mario before Sunshine and Galaxy. The first time you saw Liu Kang's fatality, flipping out of graphics so close to reality. Star Fox flipping up that FX chip. Earthworm Jim swinging with his head like a whip. What you know about Donkey Kong Country? That shit was bananas like a barrel of monkeys. Chrono Trigger all-time best RPG, followed closely behind by Final Fantasy III. I could never beat Smash TV without entering the codes in my Game Genie. Let's take it back. Super Nintendo. Let's take it back.
Oh, there it is. Sam Hart with I Miss Super Nintendo. Before that, it was Queen with Lazing on a Sunday Afternoon. You're listening to Fashionable Magic, Hampshire Radio. I gotta keep the music moving right along. Oh, actually, before we do that, I just want a little bit of legal silliness that happened this past week. Gearbox Studios, guys who make the tabletop game Warhammer 40,000, has claimed that they own a trademark on the term Space Marine, which is just one of the most generic sci-fi terms, like, that I know of, aside from, like, I don't know, maybe, like, anything second most generic after, like, I guess a robot or, like, spaceship. Something like that, but seriously, Space Marine, and they are like actually trying to enforce it, say, tell people that like they can't use the term, pulling children's books. Like there was a children's book, darn it, lost the article about it, but I'm a professional. But seriously, we have some ridiculous copyright law in this country. Well, that's not what you want to hear about, though, isn't it? How about this? More. President of the United States of America, Twig, Fashionable Magic, Hampshire Radio.
Some weepy, creepy, willow, pillow, boggy shit. Transcendental big wheel, can you feel it? I got a cheeky face down, tripping so damn hard. His head splits open, stuffing spills out into the car. Cup of dirty water and a lonely bony frog. Slip me $7 and I'll pump it full of smog. Paint a monkey gold, let him loose downtown. Start him with a smile, he'll come back with a frown. It's just a dream in the wind.
Twig in the wind, a twig in the wind, a twig in the wind, I'm thinking fit and all right. dip it in some refried beans. Piggies pay full price to put their necks on the stumpy. Dusty busted skeletons pay at the pumpy. Multi-nippled rotating DJ sap.
Money to buy a thing.
Day's Night by the Beatles. Before that, it was Flogging Molly with Seven Deadly Sins. You're listening to Fashionable Magic on Hampshire Radio. I am out of here for today. And big shout out, big hand to all my friends who are sick and can't be with us. Big hand to you out there for listening. And remember, black magic goes with everything. See you next week.